Dave, why don't you introduce yourself? Let us know who you are.
All right. I am Dave Howard. I am chairman of the board of Virginia Voice currently, and also a senior vice president of Citizens and Farmers Bank, specializing in commercial real estate.
Wow. Tell me about the first time you ever met Jim.
The first time I ever met Jim, he and Tim Sexton took me to lunch at Panera over at Staples Mill in Parham. And it's funny because they're a little bit of a Laurel and Hardy combination. I could use a couple other, you know, famous teams, but that's probably the polite one. You know, Jim's gregarious and outgoing, and Tim's kind of the old banker, you know, which I associate with, obviously. And we just started talking about the fact that I was looking for an opportunity to work with a nonprofit, and I was intrigued by what, you know, Virginia Voice's mission was. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, they had to sell me. It was not just, you know, hey, I'm in. You know, we talked about it for quite a while, and then there was a couple of subsequent interviews before I agreed to sign on to the board.
Great, great.
Yep.
How would you describe Jim's leadership style here at Virginia Voice?
I would say that Jim, you know, combination of a cheerleader and you know, a go-getter. I mean, he wasn't afraid to roll up his sleeves and work hard. He was very pro, I think, a positive leader, you know, trying to see the good in everybody, trying to mentor the people that are here. As we were just talking about a little bit ago, it's a pretty small staff, so
yeah,
you gotta make sure that everybody's, you know, rowing the oars in the same direction. And when you've only got six people on your team,
sure. What will you personally miss most about Jim?
Well, he and I got to be pretty good friends. You know, I got moved into the board chair seat somewhat by accident. You know, he had started me out as the secretary treasurer, and then I went to the vice chair, which is kind of like the vice president of the United States. You know, you don't really have to do anything. You just look pretty. And then, unfortunately, Susan Early, who was the chairman, got ill herself, and so I moved into that role. But trying to say, where am I going with this? But, you know, one of the lasting, Jim said to me a couple times, you know, for somebody who's never been in a nonprofit role, you know, you're kind of picking this stuff up pretty good. And I feel like the silver lining in you know, him moving to the big band in the sky is it's kind of made me step up my game and really, you know, really understand what it's about to be part of a nonprofit and you know, give something back to the community, which Jim was so very good at.
Yeah. He was amazing with that.
Yep.
Did you ever get to see Jim play live?
So, you know, the funny thing is I am a consumer of live music. Mm-hmm. I do like to see bands. In fact, that's how I met my current girlfriend, is out dancing, and we've been together for 11 years. So I, you know, I never know what to call her, but she is my girlfriend. We live together, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure I saw Jim before I knew who Jim was.
Yeah.
in bands. But once I found out he was a guitar, I was like, guitar player. I was like, there's no way, you know, I got to go see this guy. And so I saw him probably four or five times live, primarily with Ron Moody, but I saw him at Dave Murphy's house with his country band. And I've seen Janet Martin before. So I saw, you know, I went out to Westchester Commons and there was 1,000 people to see Ron Moody in the parking lot. And so we had a chance to chat in between sets, you know, and kind of catch up. It's just fun to see that side of Jim Wark, because as I've said, I think in the article, you know, you look at Jim and you don't really think of him as a CEO, and you don't really think of him as a, you know, a rock god. So it's pretty funny to see that side of him.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I really wish I had had the opportunity to witness him live.
Yep.
On stage.
Yep.
What a force.
Yep.
Do you have any sort of personal or professional sort of memories or funny stories that you'd like to share with our listeners about Jim?
Gosh, I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of funny stories. I mean, you always yucked it up with Jim, you know, we played golf a couple of times in the Kiwanis tournaments, which was, you know, for fundraising purposes for mm-hmm. Virginia Boys, not for fun. But we had a great time. You know, it was Cliff Ray, Jim, and I'm trying to think, one of his wild band guys played with us the last time down at Brander Mill Country Club. And we just had a blast telling stories, and we got done, you know, having a beer. And I can't think of anything specifically, you know, jokes or good stories, other than every time we hung out, you know, it was just like old friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
What do you hope for sort of the future of Virginia Voice in the wake of losing Jim?
So obviously, that's what I've been focused on.
Absolutely.
A lot of my time here, you know, in the short period that we had to from when we found out he was ill to when he passed, we've been gosh, I guess let me circle back, because, you know, Jim took this job on in beginning of 2016, roughly.
Yeah.
And when I joined, one of the things that as a banker I should have done, I should have been looking at the financials closely, but the organization was hurting. They had four major donors that made up a big chunk of the budget. And two of them had just basically told us they weren't going to contribute anymore. So when I came on, the organization was financially living paycheck to paycheck, if you will,
mm-hmm.
really just barely getting by. And so Jim, you know, initially organized this party at Dave Murphy's house, who was a good buddy of his. Mm-hmm. And Dave, you know, brought in some influential people in Richmond. And I'm not going to mention the family, but there was a family foundation that stepped up and, you know, offered a large gift, a match funding kind of gift, if we could raise, you know, the same amount of capital. And so that really kind of energized everybody. Dave Thompson was able to bring the Lippman Foundation on board, which mm-hmm. gave us a huge lift. And then the state agency, I guess the funniest story, you know, that I can tell about Jim that comes to my mind is we needed like $100,000 to finish the match funding. And so he goes to the state agencies, and I can't keep them all straight. They all have different acronyms, but it's, you know, one that gives the organization money every year. And he asked him for like $75,000, you know, and we needed 100. And so apparently they looked at him and said, well, Jim, why don't you ask for the entire 100 grand, you know? And he's like, oh, okay. And so then they gave us the remaining money to finish the raise and get us over the top, get mm-hmm. us over the hump. But, you know, the other thing is there wasn't a strategic plan in place. You know, he was able to along with Marshall Morton, get that put together. And we ratified that as a board late last year. So that was another piece of just long-range planning that he got done. So he really made so many strides in the 3 years that he was here. And, you know, that's one of the things that I hope I can sell to the next person, is he really left it in a good position. And, you know, they brought in the auto describer program, which he and Jennifer really got going. That's the, you know, really the first new program in 40 years is what I'm told. And could potentially be the growth engine of this organization if, you know, it needs a growth engine, but another direction where it can grow. And it's getting a tremendous amount of positive reception from other organizations that want to do the same thing. So we think there's an opportunity to provide some training and get some other similar nonprofits up to speed doing the same thing, and maybe monetize that a little bit to bring in more, you know, more capital for Virginia Voice. Mm-hmm. So long rambling answer there.
No problem. That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Any other thoughts or tidbits as we wrap up here about Jim?
You know, I think, you know, I knew Jim was a good guy. I knew he was a talented guy. I didn't know how many lives he touched, how many people. You know, you're seeing this outpouring of love in these articles and you know, talking to Mary here recently. I mean, they're going to the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center Sunday because they're expecting hundreds of people to show up.
Yeah.
And that's not to mention, you know, a separate tribute that the music family, his music family, is going to put together. And then, of course, there'll be a private ceremony with the family to scatter his ashes at Wrightsville Beach. But just the number of lives he touched, the many organizations, you know, it's fascinating to me that he was an elementary school teacher at Blackwood Elementary, because you talk about a really tough gig, but where we as a society really need to, you know, without going into politics, I mean, the separation of, you know, economic benefits and wealth in this country, we've got to get the inner city kids educated. That's really how we get them up the economic scale. And for him to go in there and actually do that is, to me, is kind of mind blowing. But then the Folk Festival and Virginia Voice and all the things he was involved in, is just, you know, and all the lives he's touched is just, it's amazing.
Yeah. A man of many, many talents.
Yes. And much, again, you know, when you meet him, you just don't see that, you know, you just see this regular guy, as I said.
So, yeah. Very humble, but
yep,
a life well lived.
A life very well lived. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate you coming out.
I wouldn't have missed it. Sarah, I appreciate your help and everything you do here. And Alex, same to you. As Alex, as I said, it's a small team here. And it's really struck me how thin our bench it is to get things done. So anything I can do to help, appreciate you guys doing this. This will be awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.